Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. I want to welcome in our first guest today, Nolan Finley, editorial page editor of the Detroit News, a guy who should know a little bit about the debate last night as one of the moderators and as close as anyone could be to Virge Bernero and Rick Snyder. Hello, Nolan. How are you?
Hey, Jack. Thanks for calling.
As you look back on the debate, any big surprises?
My surprise is that there wasn't a surprise. I expected Bernero to have something bigger up his sleeve and, something that might rattle Rick Snyder, but that didn't seem to come.
Do you think he was trying hard not to be the angry mayor? It seemed like that might backfire on him. On the other hand, he almost had to hit a home run.
Yeah, I think, he was bottled up. He's got to, throughout this whole campaign, he's been trying to temper that loud, bombastic image that he had during the primary. And he hasn't seemed to be able to find his feet since then. What else might work? He just can't seem to figure out who he is and who he wants to present to voters.
For those who missed it last night from 7 to 8, the debate was very structured. There wasn't a lot of give and take, but that was by design, correct?
Well, it was by the negotiations of the candidate. That wasn't our call at all. We would rather see them mix it up a little more. They negotiated a three rebuttal limit. We didn't negotiate that. So once they hit the three rebuttals each, and they did that fairly early in the debate, we had to remind them of that. I'd have been happy to let them change the rules, but this is what they negotiated. Believe me, it was the product of very careful, deliberate negotiation.
And I would guess that Rick Snyder was negotiating from a position of extreme strength.
Well, sure.
And with the kind of lead he had, he did not have to debate at all.
No, sure. And that was, it was primarily the Snyder camp who put those restrictions on. And they were negotiating from a, as you said, a position of strength. And, Bernero was desperate for a debate. He needed a debate. And so he got a debate with some pretty tough rules or tight limits on it.
Nolan Finley, editorial page editor of the Detroit News, our guest on Ebling and You. Nolan, I want to get your reaction to both candidates in policy and personality.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Rick Snyder with his 20-point lead. I've seen the numbers vary just a little bit, but the needle has not moved that much in the last couple of weeks. First of all, in terms of policy, what did you learn last night?
I didn't learn a thing that we didn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to give us a whole lot of specifics. I don't know that we need a whole lot of specifics. We just simply have to have confidence that he has the ability to lead. I'll tell you, what concerns me there is his aloofness from the political process or his aloofness from politics. I mean, he's made that a very key piece of his campaign. In a lot of ways, that's attractive because he'll come in with no partisan baggage and may be able to build a coalition, in the legislature to back change. In the other sense, he's going to have to engage politically. And he's going to have to play the political game, play hardball, knock heads together when it comes to that. I asked him that question last night. He talked about his experience negotiating in business. I'm not entirely convinced that he has those sort of skills, but I guess we'll find out. I think he's a very laid-back guy, and he presented that.
Is there a certain naivete there that he does not understand exactly what's waiting for him, or does he just think that he can do it his way?
I think the latter. He thinks he can do it his way. I'm not sure whether that's naivete or not. I think it's very calculated in this campaign to run against politics and run against politicians. And it's working for him. So you hope that there's a toughness there you're not seeing on the campaign trail. I think last night he knew Bernero was going to be intensely negative and decided his best strategy was not to play that game, to stay positive, and he was relentlessly positive in that regard.
Mm-hmm. All right, what about Virge Bernero, both policy and personality?
Well, I mean, he's not an unlikable guy. I think the folks in Lansing know he's a very likable guy, a very engaging guy. He does like to punch it up a little. He just doesn't seem to have much to work with in terms of swatting at Snyder. He's not a guy with a record you can attack other than this silly Chinese stuff. That bomb shell he tried to drop last night turned out to be not much more than a BB pellet. Mm-hmm. A handful of jobs in China that spun off an investment in California that's created a lot of jobs in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, he's at risk. I called him a Luddite in the primary, and he got mad about that, bristled a little about that. But, I mean, if you're trying to play that China card again like they did in 2006,
right,
you really are disengaged from the global marketplace, and it's an attitude that's hurt Michigan, I think. I mean, Jennifer Granholm has been all around the world on job-seeking junkets, but she hasn't been to the place where most of the job creators today are, and
right,
that's China. And I, you know, that's a direct result, I believe, of the fact that she ran against China. Well, that's not going to help Michigan.
Yeah, you wonder if the outsourcing idea, and certainly everyone wants jobs, I don't know anyone who doesn't, but you wonder if the outsourcing idea is really resonating anywhere, and not to say that he's been able to really pin it on Rick Snyder anyway.
Doesn't seem to be. I mean, this is a guy who brags about his relationship with General Motors, and he kept General Motors jobs in Lansing. Well, who's a bigger job outsourcer to China or any place else than General Motors? It's the way the economy works today. And when it comes to outsourcing, GM makes Rick Snyder look like a piker.
Right, right.
I mean, people understand that if you have an international company, you're going to have some jobs created here, some jobs created there, and hopefully the profits from both places keep workers everywhere on the job.
Nolan Finley, editorial page editor of the Detroit News and one of the moderators of last night's debate. The only real debate we're going to have. I guess we had a little get-together, a town hall meeting, and we'll have some mm-hmm. other exchanges, but
yeah,
not quite what people were used to. There's been some criticism, Nolan, of the debate, and the League of Conservation Voters very adamant of not liking the format of the debate and the actual execution of it.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that. What's their beef?
Talking about things that were not presented last night, no questions about the environment, the Great Lakes, pure Michigan mm-hmm. tourism economy, potential of the clean energy sector. I think this debate was pretty well structured, wasn't it?
Well, it was an hour.
Yeah.
So right, we got to a lot of questions. There were a lot right. of questions on our list.
How many questions altogether did get asked?
You know, I think it was like 12, 13 maybe,
yeah. Yeah.
Which was more, you know, than perhaps we expected, not more than we hoped for. We had another, you know, 7, 8, 10 questions that we had discussed, including some of the questions that the organization you just talked about mentioned. But truth is, we couldn't get to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, an hour is not long enough for a gubernatorial debate, probably, to cover all the items you need to be covered. And some things got jettisoned.
Right.
And, yeah, we would have liked to ask about energy, you know, we and pure Michigan and other things. We tried to look for the questions that would most differentiate these candidates. We weren't asking a question simply to be checking off a subject box.
Right, right. And in fact, both of them seem to support pure Michigan.
Sure, they both. So, what are we going to learn
right.
from that question? I would have liked to answer. We had a question on our list about renewable energy standards. I would have liked to got to that.
Mm-hmm.
But we ran out of time. I mean,
if you had one more question you could have asked, would that have been it?
It might have been, or it, you know, there are a lot of good questions. You know, so we were also criticized for not asking enough education
mm-hmm.
questions, although we asked what I felt was enough education questions to get their ideas on education. We were looking, you know, we were trying to give these candidates an opportunity to differentiate themselves. So, yeah, that may have been it. I know it was on energy. Steve had an energy question on his list. Pure Michigan was on our list. We just didn't get to it.
Right.
Tried to use the follow-ups, you know, to get as many additional subjects covered. But, boy, that was a challenge.
Nolan Finley, editorial page editor of the Detroit News and one of the debate moderators last night with Virge Bernero and Rick Snyder. Nolan, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jack. Anytime.